In the background, that's Magic City doing a song called OHIO Washington Beach Party. My name is Pat, and I play local and regional rock and pop music every Wednesday night here on WCRS. This week, right after Magic City finishes up here, we've got an in-studio performance by Dane Terry. So stay tuned for that.
Largemouth bass, the musky and the noble pike, and lacking in proper husk is my height to ever ride a motorbike. But I know some people in the ballet, and I bet they would sneak us in the back, and we'll reenact scenes in shadows on a screen of old episodes of MASH show. I'll bring a jar full of lightning bugs, we'll let them all go in the dark, pretend that their camera flashes from the press, and we'll be aging movie stars. I'll be Vivian Leigh from Gone with the Wind. You can catch me when I faint from the applause. Then we'll go out for malts. You can drink two at once from those helmets with the straws. And even on the silent truck rides, you guys won't mention the fact that I'm septic and can't drive stick. Lost on me is the largemouth bass, the musky and the noble pike. Oh, dear brothers of my dad, oh, the fun we could have. But in the end, you like what you like. So I guess I'll just sit in the back of the boat, singing songs from Cabaret. And when there's nowhere left to put 'em, we'll go home and I'll cook 'em in a truffle bear hangs by its ominous size, or its armor. Though the screen is on, it cannot see you. Imagine a future with news of the war, even for the poor. All the latest news for a few cashews.
Phrase is a registered trademark of the Telephone Corporation, U.S. Patent Number 193260.
Their eyes that with atrophy will turn into a white gelatinous pulp will be harvested and canned, a viable but bland source of protein. Protein. Listening at home, I do apologize. The magnetic field is strong. We will lose you once we turn it on.
All right. That is The Telephant. That's the name of that song.
Yeah.
And we also heard Letter to My Uncles. And they are both by Dane Terry. He is here in the Pat Radio basement bunker today. And, well, how are you doing, Dane?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing wonderfully. Boy, we've got a CD here called Songs of the Telephant. How long has that been available to the general public?
Let's see, about a month and a half now at this point. So, and it's been spread around different parts of the U.S., in the hands of a lucky few, I suppose. Not that many of them, but there will be more.
All right. Yes, you whenever you can, you tour. You get out of town in your car and
that is the plan. I'm new to this whole touring business. I just got back from my debut tour, my maiden voyage. And it was a lot of fun, and it's kind of, I don't know, some people are, they shy away from actually, like, performing, and I really like it. So getting out and meeting new people every night, and it's just a blast.
Your music, we've been talking about the Oompa Oompa stuff. Someone might listen to your CD or at least hear a few songs off of it and think that you are completely taken with vaudeville or vintage nostalgia pop.
Nostalgia pop. I like that.
But that's not it, right?
All
that good stuff.
Well, vaudeville is actually a part of it. I like the idea of theater, like in the actual music and in performance. It was certainly old, kind of anachronistic pop music. I really like that. But another really large part of it is 20th century classical music. It's things like Schoenberg, however you say that, or Ligeti or Stravinsky, things like that. Well, I studied those for a lot of that stuff for years, and that influences a lot of my tonal and harmonic choices. And I really like the way they mix, like they have these old kind of show songs, kind of saloony, weird, waltzy, pianistic songs that have this kind of Stravinsky atonal bent to them. It's kind of where I like to live, right in that.
Yeah.
That kind of creepy zone.
Cause yeah, it's listening to your CD, there is, there are the immediately more accessible stuff, and then there's some things that really you want to try your listeners a little bit and get them to stretch, and that's always good for me. So
good. Like oral yoga.
Yeah.
Thank you though.
And the Telephant, the song we just heard, is about basically it was a party conversation that turned into a song about an animal that is a cross between an elephant and some kind of audiovisual device.
Yes.
That will eventually kill us if we get too close to it.
Yeah, it started as a joke, and somebody said, hey, you should name your album that, and I laughed and said, okay, I will, and they said, no, really, you don't have to, and I said, no, I will, because I'm a stalwart person who loves dares. So I did, and it was just supposed to be a gag, like, oh, you know, and then eventually this myth kind of formed, and I ended up writing a song to go on the album that ended up being a lot creepier than I intended. But yes, there's the introduction actually explains a little bit just kind of about the Telephant, and it's supposedly it never made it past its debut in Bison City, Kansas, which is not a real place as far as I know. And you never quite know what happens that day. You never quite find out, but you know something bad happened, and it was kind of an idea gone awry. I normally let things normally come as little seeds that could be like just a musical idea. Or normally the musical idea is paired with a phrase. The song Letter to My Uncle is literally I sat down and started playing the oompa, and the first sentence came out, lost on me is the largemouth bass, the muskie, and the noble pike. And I had no idea what I was writing about at that point. And, you know, it's not like it came to me and I had, you know, after that I thought, well, what could this song be? And I thought, well, it's obviously me saying I don't know much about fishing. So then this whole idea came to like, oh yeah, I mean, I guess I've been wanting to say this in kind of a fun way for a while, so I'll say it. And I think a lot of things happen like that. Like I get an idea musically and lyrically that I kind of have to go, wait, now what could I say with this? And then kind of craft more to around that seed to say something.
Okay, is that the case with Lies About Love? I know you were talking about how you started off with Unplug Your Drain and
I you can call me out. That one, I mean, yeah, the seed for that one was just actually that was the one where I had a lot of confusion and just anger, and that was the first time I was really trying to write outside the box musically. And it goes so quick, a lot of people don't actually realize that the left hand and the right hand are in two different keys a lot of the time. Like there's the first chord is like, and then it's, which is very Stravinsky, and I was just trying to get this like arter, 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 and then all these images just kind of things that I had remembered, and this kind of like an avalanche of images kind of started to come to me, and I didn't try to make them make any sense for that song.
Okay, and that's what we're going to hear right now, the musical catharsis that is Lies About Love.
Unclog your drain, say goodbye to your lovers that have died. Your mother's moans at night through the wall. An old radio mystery where little Carrie Ann was murdered in the barn, and the trees snake up the sky like black veins through a white arch. At her funeral, her little brother Ward read a poem, still caught in the throes of being alone. The dark smell of rain through the screens, the sinewy machines that mow down the corn have gathered at your door and forced you to dance a rusty old romance, the smell of oil and coal, metal down your pants, the look of harvest in their large eyes. Doctors told your mother to hold still until they found her spine, and all of the songs that they sang as your mother's body rang through the night you were born. Well, they weren't about the storm, But lies about love and the world was lamplight and plans. The villagers just dance and clap their hands around their large fire. Mother's body rang all through the night. Well, they weren't about the fright or the storm. They weren't about the storm. What lies about love?
All right, Lies About Love by Dane Terry, who is my guest this week on the show. Let's see. We're going to get one more song before we're done. But I was just discussing with you about your method for playing the piano. That you were explaining that basically you're a pianist first and a singer-songwriter second, I guess.
Yeah, piano is what I'm good at. I think if you know, certainly people have been like, "Oh, you have a wonderful voice," and I go, "You're lying."
but you do have a wonderful voice. I think that was probably, I mean, the piano playing and I just kind of, I'm a big fan of that kind of, I don't know if you'd actually call it a reedy voice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly what you'd call it either.
But especially because it's a range I'll never be able to sing. I think that's why I'm, I have like an eight note range. So
yeah. Well, me too. It just happens to be right in my nose.
You seem to be very, kind of in tune with your instrument, interested in finding new, kind of like we were talking about the Stravinsky and the 20th century modern classical music. You were saying you even made a mistake during Telefant, but you went with it there.
Yeah, it happens a lot when I play songs, when I play anything, just new things pop out and I like to try. And when you get comfortable with a song, it's very easy to kind of play around with it. But I did, I hit that note instead of this note, and so I just started clustering them together towards the end, and it had this really, really awesome effect, and I probably will do that again at some point. But yeah, I try to get down at the... Actually, I've hit myself in the face with my own hand many times because I get so close to the keys when I'm playing, and I hunch over, and I try to visually, physically rather, represent what I'm trying to get out of the keyboard, and it seems to help me find it.
Just to guess, to kind of wrap things up, here, we're going to hear one more song. And you were telling me this is the first song you ever wrote.
Yeah, it is. It's the, yes, actually, technically the second. The first one was a long time ago, but the first one when I said, hey, you know, I think I'm going to write a song. I said, I think I'm going to write a country song. And then I wrote a country song. Right. And I was very pleased with it. And everybody who heard it said, yeah, you should write more. And I said, okay.
And that's how it all began. It's called My Heart, That Tired Old Thing. I'll just let you start here in a minute. Dane, thanks for trooping over with your gear today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm the jangly old song on the wires tonight. A crooked old bird with whiskey for wings and guiding me home through the fog and the foam is my heart. That tired old thing. I feel like a building without any beams. I traded all my stitching in spite of my seams. Oh, the doctors say I'm fine as strawberry wine, but the thump in my chest is as faint as could be. They asked what it was. I said it's because of my heart, that tired old thing. I know that sometimes I spill it all on the floor, but I just don't trust good feelings no more. Oh, I'm a jangly old song on the wires tonight. You'll just carry me home, you can have what you see. A head full of wine, an S for a spine, and my heart, that tired old thing. If you're thinking of leaving, well, don't go just yet. I can do a great impersonation of a bee with no sting. I can give you my love, courtesy of all my heart, that tired old thing. Oh, my heart, that tired old thing.
Sunrises, over the tips of the Santillas. And my stomach is still dancing. Last night's tequila, I know I'm thinking of you. My heartwood flows raking from the miles I've been pacing. My windows are thanking me, 'cause it's my memory I'm breaking. I know I've been thinking of you. Stand up. Do you even consider all the good things that are in my mind tonight?
Woody Pines and the Lonesome Two from a self-titled album. A song there called Santa Fe Blues. Woody Pines is in town tonight. So when this radio show is done, run. Don't walk, run to Dick's Den to see Woody Pines. Before Woody Pines and the Lonesome Two, the Black Swans doing Country Cookie Number 3. That comes from a split single with Elena Simone, which was released this week by Sunken Treasure Records. I've got one of the snazzy red vinyl ones, and I think if you go to your local record shop, you might be able to find a copy or two of the red left, if you hurry. And before that, Dane Terry doing My Heart, That Tired Old Thing. What else is going on this weekend? Friday, there is a show at the Thirsty Ear, sponsored by, speaking of your friendly neighborhood record store, sponsored by Lost Weekend Records. It's the second annual Spring Spectacular, featuring Mark Sims, Seth Rowe Tull and the Family, Flashing Clock, Bush League All-Stars, and Mr. Tiger. And like I said, that is happening at the Thirsty Ear on West 3rd Avenue here in Grandview Heights. And in honor of that, I thought I'd play some new Bush League All-Stars here from a forthcoming record of theirs called Cedar Knees. We're going to hear a song called Gravity's Heart. And that's going to be about it for the podcast portion this week. And I'll talk to you next week.